say that he was the grandson or great-grandson of Philotia?
Well, I agree with Jim. I probably didn't pronounce it that way. I said he was the grandson of, is it Philotia?
Right.
Okay.
Not the, do you believe he's a literal grandson?
Well, that's just what most of the commentators that I read said, that he was the son, that his father was Sarai. No, I'm sorry about that. His father, Sarai, was the grandson of Philotia.
Well, Sarai died in 586 in the destruction of Jerusalem, and Ezra didn't return until 458, and then, of course, he worked with Nehemiah as well there in Nehemiah 8. I think it means descendant, not literal son, because you got 128 years until his, from his father's death until he returns in 458, and you'd have another 13 years when he helps Nehemiah. I kind of take it to mean descendant as being possible. But I just want to make a comment real quick. 4 years ago, I filled out that sheet on, you know, suggestions, and I filled out the Old Testament, and I'm glad that I studied it the last two studies, and went pretty much according to the outline. But I've heard a lot of people say, privately, I just don't feel comfortable with the Old Testament. I don't know much about the Old Testament. And I would like to encourage everyone to major on it more. Ron Porter gave me a book when I was a teenager called The Heart of Hebrew History. And early on in my preaching career, I read that book once a month throughout the year because I wanted to become familiar with it. And I would like to recommend that people, when they don't know the Old Testament, begin studying it and learn. I think that we minor on major and major on minor a lot of times. It'd be like taking a comprehensive test on geography, and I study the streets in Oklahoma City instead of the geography of the United States. And I think sometimes we put a lot of time in studying something like the cup, and we don't ever study the prophets. And we'll spend years, you know, studying the cup, and it's not a difficult issue, and obviously it's important. But I think we need to spend more time in the Old Testament if we had to major on something than major on something that I think is not worthy as much time as the prophets in the Old Testament.
Are there further questions or comments?
Excellent talk.
Thank you very much.
What's that? Excellent talk. Thank you very much.
Very well covered. No one has any questions.
I'll just make one comment. That book you referred to is by Hester, right?
Right.
He's from Missouri.
Bonnie, appreciate it very much.
You talked at one point early in your talk about the fact that we need to continue to teach the doctrine of the Word of God all the time. We need to continue to indoctrinate our people, because if we ever stop doing that, then the truth will be lost. And I think that's exactly right. Of course, I'm sure everybody here does. But you know, we were talking about this earlier this afternoon, and it's been discussed at this meeting about how often we should have studies like this. And I think this study is very important. And much of the truth I know that I have learned in my life, because I've been going to the study now since I was a teenager, I've learned from you and Benny and Ron and Jerry and Johnny and other men of that age group who are here, who have taught me over and over the doctrines of the Word of God. And I think that's important. And I think for that reason, we need to continue to have studies like this. And we need to continue it as we have on an annual basis. We've got a lot of bright and talented young men, and they need to be taught about all those same issues that we went over 25 years ago or however long ago. And I just wanted to contribute that.
Very good. Ryland Nichols.
Ronnie, I appreciate the talk. Are there any trends out there that you see among the brethren that need to be watched and prepared for in such a way that you care to address?
No. I think the devil's never very lazy, and as long as the devil's working, he's going to create problems for the church. You know, our job, as I see it, is to stand for what, you know, if our people are thoroughly taught in the truth, and by the way, Jimmy's comment, I think, is really an excellent comment, because I think there are far too many of us who don't really have a good understanding of the Old Testament, and without that, we never will have much of a very good understanding of the New Testament. So I do believe that, in fact, I'm not going to take a lot of the credit, but I think Joe will tell you I suggested this topic on the Old Testament to him, because I felt like that it's one that we needed to have. Which leads me to say, what we need are people thoroughly taught in the truth. Now, you cannot predict what trends are going to occur, or what dangers are going to lurk in the shadows, or what obstacles are going to confront us, but if people know the truth, it won't matter. And if they're dedicated to the truth, they'll be able to, you know, to take that in. You know, what is considered an issue in one area is not an issue in another area. What may be a problem in one place is not a problem in another place. So the preventative is studying the Bible and knowing what God wants us to do, and then encouraging people to do it.
Richard Bunn.
Ronnie, I just wanted to illustrate something that you had said about restoring things. It's an ongoing thing. I can't remember the exact quote, but I'm sure you have heard this. When Barton Stone heard Alexander Campbell preaching baptism for the remission of sins, he commented, I used to know that, I'd forgotten it.
Very good.
Are there further questions or comments? You have a closing statement. Okay. Thank you, brother.